Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys in line.
My QBs are set. I like my RBs. I probably could use another one, but they're just not. They all suck.
Goes Williams.
Yeah.
Jameson.
I'll take Rondale. Hope for that PPR upside. Come on. Pat Fitzmaurice's got to be right about Rondale Moore for me to like that.
Oh, wait. That wasn't Joe. Who just went? It was
Jamal Williams. Oh, Jameson.
No, it was. Jameson. Oh, well, he's still available in the Fantrax system, which is a. A little boo-boo there.
On the struggle bus today.
Yeah.
A little bit.
I'm a little torn here. All right, we're going to do this. I just mentioned him before. I'm going to take Christian Watson here. He's a top guy with Aaron Rodgers. And then coming back, you know, Bugs, I am looking at this. I'm tempted to take a fourth quarterback with my situation. But yeah. The only guys that are available, I'm kind of looking at Willis Ritter. I'm looking at all the rookies, Willis Ritter and Corral. I feel like Corral has the best opportunity to start. But I feel like
think they're going to do that.
I think Ritter could also get the gig.
Ritter would be off. I don't think any of those guys start, obviously. Well, Malik's just not.
But see, I'm not looking for a guy to start. I'm thinking in terms of who's a guy by week
grabbing stash.
7 or 8
yeah.
that could maybe get into games. And Willis feels the furthest off team context. But yeah. I could see Mariota or Sam Darnold just blowing up, and then all of a sudden one of these guys are getting in there. By the way, last couple of picks, Brissett, Van Jefferson, Allen Lazard.
I know exactly who I want, and I can't believe I skipped.
Ooh, there goes Sky Moore. Well, who's it?
Guy on a team.
Well, give me the position.
Football player.
I can look like what position on the field?
He's on there.
Which one?
On the field. He's the guy. So
give me a little hint.
No hints.
Tiny hint.
Dallas Goedert.
Little baby hint?
Tight ends.
It's gotta be a running back. It's gotta be a running back. See if I can uncover it.
I don't
It's Jordan Howard, isn't it?
Jordan Howard? Yes. Yeah. You know what it is.
That's what I thought. I was just making sure.
Yeah. Kenny it's Gainwell. Jordan Howard. You know what? Why don't you take Matt Forte while you're at it? So
let me take a look at something. I might have found a little sneaky sneak.
I think I know that one you're talking
about. I don't know if that's not really a sneaky sneak. Komet. Oh, so it is a running back. So, Haskins was one of them I was looking at.
Oh,
sad.
Sad face.
Oh, yes, this.
Josh took Jacoby Brissett.
Okay, yeah, I know. I think I know where I'm going to go.
Who's it going
to be? I was looking at the wrong. I think I'm going to go with Marlon Mack.
Marlon Mack's not a bad pick, man.
Starter in Houston.
I mean, maybe.
Theoretical.
Yeah.
Burkhead was the guy I saw.
Burkhead?
Yeah, Rex is who I was looking at, and then I realized Marlon
could
Mack
be Damian Pierce. I mean, that's
Pierce
that's
actually went mess. Rounds ago. He went in the 12th round, but I'm up. Sorry, Let's see. Where did he go? So we'll go with Mac. All right. So who is your sneaky sneak?
DJ Chark.
Oh, okay. That's a good one.
Yeah. I think Jameson, like, I know that all the, you know, everything everyone's saying is, oh, you know, Jameson Williams is really trying to not start the year on the pup. Dude's going to have to start the year on the pup. He tore his knee in January. So I think he misses the first 6 weeks. DJ Chark is a stud. The dude put up 15 points per game 2 years ago with the Jags, you know, before Trevor Lawrence and all this stuff. So, you know, I think he's very underrated. He has that 1 year deal, which means he's betting on himself. So I'm excited about getting him here. I like that. I like that.
You got Chark, and I don't see Aaron's like paused here. So I don't know what's happening. Ooh, Malik Willis to Aaron.
All right. I mean, we're in the last four rounds here. You throw a dart, I guess. So
I guess. All right. Barrow's up. Last three picks of the 14th round. And yeah, this is quite a bench. I don't think I realized we had such a big bench. There goes Tolbert, Dallas.
This is a standard bench. I didn't add any spots. This is your standard eight-man bench.
Whoa, there goes Ritter. Remember all those things I was saying? Ritter was legit on my
I get it. People throwing darts now, you know.
That was a fourth quarterback by CK, and that's what he should do with how late he waited. So it was smart. There went Jamal Williams, last pick in the 14th round. So we got three more rounds here. Corey Davis just went. CK's back up. He's taken four quarterbacks. He has four running backs. And that's his first bench wide receiver, Marquez Valdes-Scantling.
I'm going to take toe tap Pat here. Pat Freiermuth as my starting tight end. I think that might be, am I the last to take a tight end? Tight end. Josh has a tight end. You got one. Don has one. Aaron has one.
I will say you're in an area while
Barrow
you're looking.
Doesn't have any fucking took for it. Yeah, all right. Fuck you all.
Good. Use your aggressive feelings, boy. Let the hate flow through you.
All right, oh, I'm taking. God. I'm just gonna snipe you right now. I'm taking Davis Price. So,
oh, what a scumbag you are.
Yep. Well, you know what? You know what? Anything. You blame Barrow. Blame Barrow. I wanted a tight end.
Why are you taking your anger out on me?
I wanted the tight end because that's the only other guy on my list. I think it's stupid. He's still on the board. And watch, rude. Aaron's going to take him right here anyway. So it doesn't
it's
matter.
So rude. So, Aaron's going to take whatever is
the cappuccino. George Pickens. Terry Davis Price.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Important topics in sports wagering, real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In this league.
Somebody royally forked up. Somebody forked up. Why can't I say fork?
If you're trying to curse, you can't hear.
Full shirt.
Holy mother forking shirt balls.
TDP, I got Rashad White. Traylon Burks. And Garrett Wilson. It's too many.
Boy. Will. Will.
Well.
There's some okay wideouts, but they're all kind of the same. You took Price, which was incredibly rude of you to do so.
You want me to give you a dart throw?
I don't have time. I'm going to take Matt Corral.
Okay.
You can give me a dart,
that's
though.
Dart, though. Because dart, I think I need, yeah, I took TDP. Take Damian Williams. Guy yes, might start in yeah. Atlanta. I mean, it would be really smart. Who took, didn't RFP take Algier?
Yes, a little bit ago. Yeah, you know what? I took Damian Williams, I think, in the last one. I was targeting him. He is definitely on the short list. There goes Dotson.
Good late pick, too. His wideouts are too good.
Yeah, well, you know, that's the other thing is there's just a couple really good wideouts. Not really good, you know, I use air quotes. Just good values of guys. I really like Kendrick Bourne still. Can be a touchdown magnet, especially in an increased, second-year offense with Mac Jones. Tim Patrick is out there. You can make arguments with, I've seen some people say that they think Tim Patrick could be number two in that team. There goes Foreman. And then if you want to go a little bit deeper there, you know, you still got like Curtis Samuel out there. If you wanted to speculate on Julio Jones, all of that kind of exists. So I guess it's not like,
I think there's some good ones. I mean, Pringle could be the number two. Sammy Watkins could end up being the one in Green Bay. Right. Yeah. So there's some good ones out there.
There's some okay ones.
Yeah, I still need a starting tight end.
Oh, dude. Well, Dawson Knox. I love Dawson Knox. He's still out there. Khalil Herbert just went 10th pick in the 15th round.
Yeah,
and it's there like Tim Patrick.
I'm not a Tim Patrick guy.
No.
God, I hate all these tight ends. They all suck.
Well, at least you got good quarterbacks.
I might as well just I might as well just take Trey McBride and just take every rookie on the board.
Dude, how is Fantasy Pros projections going to like deal with me? Like, how is it going to deal with me with like Deshaun Watson? Like, how are projections? Like, how do you even manage Deshaun Watson and projections right now? Sonny Michel just went.
Tell me when I'm up. I'm trying to set up this.
Yeah, you're fine. I'm up before you. So
let's see.
First pick in the 16th round, Irv Smith. It's brutal at tight end. I mean, if you don't like Dawson Knox, you probably just wait to the very last pick. There's a couple half-decent wideouts. Running backs are pretty brutal. Damian Williams actually really is the pick here. And there's literally nothing at quarterback, unless you think Geno.
Geno Torm. I mean, it may be, who took Locke?
He went a little bit ago, actually.
Yeah, I know. That's the 12th round. That's your only option for Geno time, right? There goes Sammy Watkins, dude.
Yep. Moyes. Third pick in the 16th round.
All right. I'm going to take a last wideout here.
Rough in like the streets. I've got two backup wideouts. And I've got two backup running backs, two backup quarterbacks as well. So that's so these last two picks, probably running back, wide receiver. I mean, I think you could argue in these with an extra flex and how everything's going. If there's a great tight end, you could take them. There's not. Kenyon Drake. Josh is up. I wonder how his kill room is doing. It's been a while since we've seen Josh. I always like Josh's voicemails are always videos of him. There's Daryl Williams.
Daryl Williams.
I will take the Damian Williams. And you're up in one pick. Who do you want?
I'm just going to take Knox.
Okay. Bill.
Defeated. Don't like it, but okay.
Oh my God.
Okay.
How's it taste, motherfucker?
Okay, you see what he did? He French fried when he should have pizzaed. You French fry when you pizza, you're going to have a bad time.
Let's take Kendrick Bourne.
Oh, I got lightheaded. I got lightheaded from the laughing.
Good. Pass out.
Oh, I'm about to pass out. Dawson Knox before.
Faint, you bitch.
What is it? This always happens with you with tight ends. It's always tight ends.
Well, I want to take this. It's because I either take Mark Andrews or I wait until the very last round. There's no in between, I guess. Hunter Henry, I guess. Albert O still around?
Yeah.
I'll take Albert O.
Yeah, look at that.
See if it works out.
Hi, how are you? Fine, how are you?
Hey, how are you? I'm fine.
That happened to me the other day, by the way. I walked into a place and this I was picking up some food and she's like, hi, how are you doing? And I was like, oh, I'm good. And then she's like, oh, I'm sorry. I don't know why my voice squeaked. And I'm like, I don't know. I'm like, I kind of went with you.
Me neither. You're like, fine. I don't know why either.
Yeah, I don't know. It's crazy. Eno Benjamin, Zaire White, Julio Jones.
Amir White, this late, is such a good pick by CK.
Toph went full speculative. His last two picks, he went Julio and Gronk. And then you had Shepard, P. Ryan, your one pick away.
It's going to be a tight end. It has to be Albert O or Hunter Henry.
Oh, yeah, it does.
Yeah, I have to have a starter, so.
How's it going to be? I'm thinking I'm going to go Mecole or Price. Or Pringle, I mean. I'm sorry.
Say which Price? David Price?
Yeah.
Everybody's Price got a Price.
Wrong. Okay. That was weird. This clock just gave more time.
I know.
It just reset. What the hell's going on?
I don't know, but.
All right. KJ Osborne?
Not a bad pick.
Can you like buy extra time on FanTrack Sports?
Costs you $50 fab.
Oh, okay. Just checking.
I actually don't think that would be a bad system.
You like buy more time?
Yeah. You cool. Spend some of your fab money to get a little extra time on the clock. That'd be okay.
Antonio Brown.
Lieutenant Don, once again, I think, didn't he do this last time too? You take Antonio Brown because he says he's not going to play, and you just always do the opposite of what he said.
Well, last pick in this type of format with all these players, like, who cares? I took Mecole Hardman just to speculate a little bit. And we will see. Don actually just said in the chat, love being in the middle of Welsh Bog sandwich for the second draft in a row. Dude, I think that I had the worst draft position overall because like you can justify.
I think you did. Yeah.
Cause I think when you get to like your pick 9, 10, 11, you can justify like, oh, okay, you know, I'll take Dak or I can take, you know, the quarterback or you have a pick coming up quick. I think I was in I think 7 and a 12 man of a super flex is the worst position you could possibly be in.
I agree with you, dude. I think,
I don't think I did a great job.
I think like, 6 is probably the toughest in, you know, regular PPR league. I think 7, yeah, probably the toughest because of the QBs, but we'll see. I mean, now that the draft is done, where do you think you're going to be projected on Fantasy Pros?
I think, I guess I'd have to kind of take a look at the teams, but I don't know. I did okay. I don't know how Fantasy Pros is going to be able to manage the Deshaun Watson thing. I think they could have a zero projection for him.
That's true. They could.
So I think the best I'm going to be is 9. I think I could be 12, to be honest with you. Cooper Kupp will help me, but Kamara could also get dinged here. So I'm going to guess 9. I'm going to just go with 9 is where I'm going to guess. This is not a super flex team I want to put together, nor am I happy with. The last couple picks, by the way, Njoku, Odo Beckham, who's going to miss some time, Will Fuller, Johnson, and Chenault. So it's actually a good pick at the end. I like the Chenault pick at the very end. So those are the teams. So here, let's go through our two teams, and then we'll just really quickly give you guys the projections. My team I ended up with, so I had Russell Wilson at quarterback. My super flex was Deshaun Watson, but I also took Trubisky and Corral. So if Watson is suspended for a period of time, I think Trubisky early could save me. But if it's a season, I'm screwed. If it's 2 to 6 games, I think I can do this. But it's a massive, stupid risk, and you know, I hate it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey,
in this league.
Look at us. Look at us. Huh? Who would have thought?
Not me.
Not me. Not me.
Who would have thought?
Not me.
Not me.
Look at us.
Look at us.
Who would have thought?
Not me. Not me.
My running backs, Kamara, Montgomery, Melvin Gordon at flex. And on the bench, I've got Marlon Mack, Brian Robinson, and Damian Williams. My wideouts are good. I've got Cooper Kupp, Tyreek Hill, Mike Williams. Damn. On the bench, I've got Kadarius Toney with Christian Watson and Mecole Hardman. And yeah, my tight end was Dalton Schultz. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's better than you think. Obviously, the whole team depends on Watson, the whole thing.
Yeah, so, it really does. It's insane how much. If Watson is not suspended, this could be the best team that's been constructed. From a starter standpoint, from a pure starters, if Watson were to play, this could be the number one team. But it's so unlikely that this is ridiculously stupid. And I put myself in a bad spot. I would rate my team a C plus with a potential. And that's just way too big of an outcome for this. So you shouldn't. I got so stubborn, and I really do hindsight wish if I would have taken Dak, I would have had Dak and Russell Wilson coming. And let's say I could get Kamara coming back. I could have taken Tyreek or Fournette. And then, you know, while I'm taking Montgomery, I really could have had all those same running backs. Where I took Watson, I could have instead took Chris Godwin. Like that, or no, I'm sorry. I could have taken DJ Moore with how that worked out, or Mike Williams is my number two. And then I could have just adjusted from there. You know, I could have kept going. I could have had Jerry Jeudy or Darnell Mooney as my number three, and my build would feel better. That was the better play, even though I wanted the best player. So I'm going to give myself a C plus. I do not like my team.
For me, my starting quarterbacks, I got Patrick Mahomes, and then I have Tom Brady. And my bench QB is Danny Dimes. Get that rushing upside. RBs would be Leonard Fournette, Javonte Williams with J.K. Dobbins as my flex. On the bench, I've got Michael Carter, Rashad White, and Tyrion Davis Price. So two rookies, a little dicey there. Wideouts, not the strength of my team.
No.
Deontay Johnson, Darnell Mooney, and Treylon Burks are my starters. On the bench, I have Garrett Wilson, Rondale Moore, and DJ Chark, and Kendrick Bourne. And then my starting tight end is Albert O. So I hate waiting for the tight end. I don't like taking Albert O. It's just like every time I wanted a tight end, the one I wanted would go, and then I would wait. So I probably just needed to bite the bullet and take somebody else. So I kind of got caught there. Wide receivers are obviously the big part. A lot of my team hinges on the success of a rookie. It has to be Burks or Wilson really need to work out. Otherwise, you know, I'm throwing darts with Moore or Bourne or playing the waiver wire. My running backs, I mean, my starters are really good. Carter, my bench is okay. Rashad White's more of a handcuff for Fournette. So it's Tyrion Davis Price, who I believe is going to have a role in San Francisco very early. And Michael Carter is still going to get used, but Breece Hall is obviously the bell cow there. So I don't know. I'd say probably B minus for this team.
I was about to say
QBs, but yeah, other than that, it's kind of dicey.
I think yours is a B minus to B, but I would not be surprised. I want to point this out. If your team is a top five team, I would not be shocked.
I think
I think your starters are going to be top three scoring, but I think your bench is going to be bottom four. That's a guess I have here. And I think it could get you pretty close to it. So, all right, you got the Fantasy Pros up?
Yeah, I was taking a second to load. Okay, it is loaded.
Okay, so let's talk. We'll do the quick teams. Let's go overall, and let's go to number 12 and just get my team out of the way.
The very bottom is Chatty. two mock drafts in a row. Chatty, I believe, has been absolute dead last.
Poor Chatty. It's that butthole Tucson that's getting to you, man. I need to come up to Phoenix. Quarterback is Joe Burrow. His super flex was Matthew Stafford. That's not bad. On the bench, he took Baker, like a son of a bee he is. His running backs were Akers and Jacobs with no running back at super flex, or at flex, but he did have Pollard and Kenyon Drake on the bench, and Foreman. And his wideouts, Debo, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Michael Thomas, with his bench wideouts of Boyd, Van Jefferson, Jarvis Landry, Beckham, and a starting tight end of Mike Gesicki. So Thomas is a huge question mark. It's pretty good quarterbacks. I like the quarterback setup. The running backs are all right. His third round, his first two picks were quarterbacks. His third round pick was Debo Samuel. This isn't a horrible build. His bench, well, I love Pollard and I love Boyd, but outside of that, it's pretty risky trash. I'm actually, you know what? I don't think I recognize why this is the bottom team.
If I had to guess, because I'm with you, there's just so much risk here, and that doesn't make a lot of sense for projections to have him last. Like Akers, I know a lot of people are, you know, he looked good game one back, and then after that, he didn't look the same coming off the Achilles. So maybe there's something there. There's been a lot of chatter about Josh Jacobs, you know, not getting the bell cow role in Vegas because they really like Zamir White and he fits better. Debo is obviously a holdout right now. Michael Thomas, we just have no idea what you're getting from him because he hasn't played in a year and a half. So if I had to guess why, that's probably it. This team isn't bad, though. I think it's a pretty decent build. I wouldn't say it's, you know, not blowing your skirt up, but you got two solid running backs, two solid quarterbacks, and you know your wide receivers are pretty solid as well. So you know, maybe the bench is a little less desirable. You didn't get that good third QB, but I don't know, I don't really see why this team is last either.
Yeah, I'm not really comprehending it. I don't think it's the best team, but you know, I think it works. I think there's some maybe boring-ish stuff on here, but it just doesn't look like the bottom team. But all right, number 11,
Aaron Burrow. Aaron, 420. There.
So Aaron has got at quarterback Justin Herbert, his super flex Justin Fields, and almost all J quarterbacks because he got Jimmy Garoppolo is on his bench with Malik Willis. His running backs are Aaron Jones, Elijah Mitchell, and he has got Jameson Williams, though, as his flex option, which I think hurts him a little bit. His running backs on the bench, Isaiah Spiller, Kenneth Walker, that's probably maybe more of who his actual flex will be. His
I don't know. It's doing something weird on your screen because I've got, you know, Herbert and Fields with Jones, Mitchell, and Walker as his flex.
Oh, okay. So then it just moved it differently. That's fine. Yeah. So Walker would be it. His starting wideouts, Bateman, Marquise Brown, Jamar Chase. The bench, he has got Pickens, Bell, and Osborne, and his starting tight end is Kyle Pitts. I also forgot to mention Michael Gallup is on that team. So a little wonky there. The formatting of how Fantrax did this is a little bit wonky, but you know, he's got a pretty good starting lineup now that I look through it. Wideouts kind of tail off a tiny bit, but Bateman and Brown is 2-3 or not.
Starters? Horrible. So, okay. Yeah. So, and this is the issue. Starters, he's ranked fourth for starters.
Okay. I see.
Bench, he is dead last by a decent margin.
So oh, really?
It's actually
okay. So
him,
that's
one of the team. And then, yeah, I mean,
yeah. I'm sure. I can't imagine who that one other team is when you say one other team. It's obviously
it is you. Yeah. It's you.
Yeah. So but I have one of the worst benches, they say.
Yeah. It says Aaron is worse. You're second worst. So
awesome.
But you're not 10th. 10 would be Josh S is number 10.
Oh, okay. I was pretty sure. Well, I mean, from his kill room, where I projected. Yeah, from the kill room. Josh has got Dak Prescott at quarterback. Superflex is Matt Ryan. On the bench, he's got Jacoby Brissett. His starting running backs are Breece Hall, Najee Harris, with Kareem Hunt at flex. On the bench, he's got Gus Edwards with Daryl Williams. Wideouts are Chris Godwin, Cordarrelle Patterson, who also can be a running back with this, Juju Smith-Schuster. On the bench, he's got Gabriel Davis. So I think that could be something I would just point out, that maybe he puts Patterson in at flex and Gabriel Davis in at wide receiver 3. He's also got Dodson, Parker, Woods, and then tight end is Mark Andrews with Njoku on the bench. So it's really interesting because Patterson gives him flexibility because he can pop him in at the flex spot if he would like. And then he could get Gabriel Davis in really easy. And Kareem Hunt can be your bench running back. So this team is actually pretty slick, and this was 10.
I like this team.
I do too.
Here's the one thing I don't like, and this is, it's a big marker here. It's, you know, Matt Ryan is 100, and you backed him up with only Jacoby Brissett. So
okay, yeah,
you know, that's really where you get into the either one of these QBs go down. I mean, Dak has gotten hurt before, and like we said, Matt Ryan is elderly in terms of QBs here. You need a better backup than Jacoby Brissett. It's tough to navigate Superflex, you know, and when the QBs are going to go and all that stuff, like we mentioned at the top. But that's got to be the big mark.
The best he could have done, looking at this, because he got Gabriel Davis in the 10th, he could have taken Drew Lock in the 11th over Gus Edwards. And that would have been.
You got to get your third QB before that. It just has to be before that point.
But like, it would have been.
You got to risk one of these. Yeah, it would have been Godwin or Patterson or Juju. Like, you got to get somebody back.
He really couldn't. Yeah. I mean, if you look through this, yeah, he would have had to give up Juju, and it would have been to take Mitch Trubisky, you know, against me. Like, that's how bad the quarterback situation was. The best starter he could have got was probably Drew Lock as his third if he had not taken Gus Edwards. So that's why I say that. I don't know. I really like the starters. I like the flexibility. I don't know if projections know how to play with it, but third quarterback's a massive issue. Everything else, I think he did a pretty good job. You need more running back depth, but again, Patterson is like, you know, another running back. It's he has like four technically in the starting lineup as a cheat code. So, okay. So I said I was 9. Was I 9?
Nope. RFP. Wow. RFP okay. Is number 9.
I am surprised about that. RFP, Kyler Murray at starter with Zach Wilson at Superflex. On the bench, he has Davis Mills. So that was like the Bogman run of quarterbacks outside of Kyler Murray. Running back Saquon, Nick Chubb with AJ Dillon at flex. On the bench, he has Algier, Pierce, and Dearness Johnson. Wideouts, Justin Jefferson, DK Metcalf, Chris Olave. On the bench, he has got DeAndre Hopkins, Sky Moore, and Curtis Samuel with Cole Kmet as his tight end. He almost waited to the very end. He also had Tim Patrick. I apologize. I forgot to mention him. So what do you think about this team at projected 9?
I mean, I like this team. I guess the thing here is the super flex spot is the Wilson and Mills. It's got to be. You know, Algier was a reach, and if you take Algier, you probably need to take Damian Williams too, just to make sure you get the starter. You're also like, you're reaching on Pierce, you're reaching on Moore a little bit. I don't like the Tim Patrick pick really at all. I'm not a Curtis Samuel guy, so I really hate his bench.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
At Care Heating and Cooling, we put you first. You are the reason we're open 7 days a week and why it's easy to schedule service at careheatingandcooling.com. Your safety is why we check every gas furnace for carbon monoxide. And it's because of you that our techs are paid to fix your furnace, not sell you a new one. So it's no surprise that last year Care was awarded a BBB Torch Award for ethics, because at Care, we're committed to doing business right. Call Care at 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust.
Grid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says
in this league.
Hey, Farva, what's the name of that restaurant you like with all the mozzarella sticks?
In this league.
Oh. Number 8.
I'm 8. What?
I'm 8. Yeah.
Whoa.
What
don't understand
offense?
It.
What was your starting offense? What was it ranked?
Okay. My starting offense is ranked 11.
What? What is your bench?
My bench is 3.
Dude, that's the opposite of what I said. I said your bench would be bottom 4 and your starters would be, but that's wild. And you already left off your team. Holy crap.
It's got to be Burks. It's got to be a big spot. They must hate Deontay and Mooney. Like, and Alberto's not a great starting tight end. So, like, I kind of get it. I know some people are down on Dobbins. I'm just not.
I was about to say, do you think they're dicey about Dobbins, like, start to the season?
I bet. Yeah, that's probably part of it. I bet they have Javonte in more of a split than I predict with Melvin Gordon. Leonard Fournette's an injury risk. Mooney, you know, I don't know, get targets, but will he get catches? But I don't understand it in a super flex when I have Mahomes and Brady how I'm this far down. So I don't get it. You're 7. So we are right next to each other.
Who and saw then, me moving ahead of you after
and
that?
And by the way, what the hell?
What were my starters? Because if I was second worst bench, I had to be crazy high.
15. It's 1583 to 1564. That's the difference.
What were my starters? Was I
your
ranked,
starters?
I had ranked top 5, right?
3. Yeah, 1,394 points. Your bench was 11.
It was
11,
the worst bench, but I essentially had the starter bench that I thought you were going to have. All right, so you were 8. I was 7. Incredible.
Out of the playoffs, according to this. So top 6. We're in the playoff teams now.
Okay.
Moving above you is by 10 points only is Barrow is number 6.
The Barrow, who has Lamar Jackson. With Mac Jones on the bench, he has got Carson Wentz, so the 3 quarterbacks. Travis Etienne and Mixon as the starting running backs. Flex is Damian Harris on the bench. He's got Ronald Jones, Ramondre Stevenson. That's actually pretty good with Eno Benjamin and P. Ryan. His wideouts, Devontae Adams, Mike Evans, Tyler Lockett on the bench. Jamison Crowder, Kenny Galladay, Tolbert, and then starting tight end is Pat Freiermuth.
Yeah, so, I mean, I like this build.
I do too.
I like this build a lot. And it's like, I look at the quarterbacks and I go, okay, Lamar and Mac, that's a strength. And I go the wide receivers, Devontae and Evans and Lockett. And I go, okay, that's a strength. But his running backs are good too. How is this team not number 1? That's kind of my question. I mean, bench maybe is a little wonky with Jones and Stevenson and Benjamin and P. Ryan. There's all kind of dart throws. But Stevenson is solid. I think Ronald Jones could have a good role in Kansas City. It possibly taking over Clyde Edwards-Helaire. So I don't know how he's 6. I like this roster. This is my favorite roster of the ones we've read so far, for sure.
Yeah, what is his – give me his starter and bench, because I feel like this is a really good bench with, like, Jones, Wentz, Stevenson. I feel like this is a top
7
5 bench.
7 starter, 6 bench.
Okay.
So I just –
that's interesting. All right, yeah. Who's number 5?
Number 5 would be Moyes.
The Moyes. Where is Moyes' team? There we go. Moyes has got Aaron Rodgers with Trevor Lawrence. That was actually the start that I theoretically was thinking I was going to get. It was like that. On the bench, he's got Jared Goff as his 3rd quarterback. I like it. Elliott and Henry as his starting running backs with Devin Singletary at flex. His bench running backs are Haskins, Herbert, Madison. His starting wideouts, Diggs, Devontae Smith, Brandon Cooks, and on the bench, he's got Claypool, Lazard, Watkins, Fuller, and he's got TJ Hawkinson as a starting tight end. This is a very well-constructed team, like
it is.
Top to bottom. This has to be top 5 starters and bench.
I'll look in a second, but for me, and I think you're going to notice this trend moving forward, it's, well, maybe not, because CK waited on those QBs, and I can't remember where he's ranked, but you got 3 starters here. You got Goff, Lawrence, and Rodgers. So you have 3 entrenched guys that aren't getting pushed. I like this bench.
That's what I'm saying.
I think I like Barrow's team better. So for starters,
I'll be shocked if they're not both top 5.
For Moyes.
Well, I guess he's 5, so 1 is probably lower.
9 for starters.
Really?
And okay. Bench is 4. So. Yeah.
All right. Well, bench was 4. I really like the bench. I thought the bench would be top 5. All right. Number 4.
Number 4 is Larry. Larry. Right,
Jesus
number
Christ.
Four.
Is CK going to be the number 1 team who sat out and waited on quarterback? It's going to be so annoying. Jalen Hurts is a starting quarterback. This is Larry with Trey Lance. He's got Drew Locke as his 3rd quarterback on the bench. Running backs are Eckler and Gibson, but his flex is not a running back. On the bench, he has got Gainwell, Michael, Sony Michel, James Robinson. His starting wideouts are Lamb, Pittman, Sutton, like that. His flex is Hunter Renfrow, which I was trying to do. And his bench wideouts are London and Chenault. Starting tight end is Darren Waller, and he also took Irv Smith as a secondary tight end, and that was your number four team. Very well constructed, but riskier quarterback.
It's fine.
Both running though, so there's upside.
It ain't four. There's no way this team is four to me.
I think I do like the other two teams we just said over this.
Yes, game. Me too, for sure. And this team isn't bad. I mean, maybe, you know, I would put him in probably six or seven right now, but there's so much risk. Like, Lance is a risk. And who did you backed him up with Drew Lock? Give me a break. Who knows there? Gibson, I think, is going to take a step back this year. Eckler can't possibly match the touchdowns he had last year. The wide receivers are really good. Waller was banged up last year. James Robinson is your number one backup running back. And who knows? He's definitely starting the year on the puppet, looks like. So I don't know. This team's fine, but it's not as good as the other two. So I don't see how it was ranked this high.
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure either. All right, let's go to number three.
Number three is Toft. Number Trace.
Oh, boy. Yep. So we're getting owned by CK here. Toft has got Josh Allen. He was the number one overall pick, with Kirk Cousins at flex, super flex. Marcus Mariota is his third quarterback. He's got James Conner, DeAndre Swift at running back, with Clyde Edwards-Helaire at flex. On the bench, Nyheim Hines, James Cook, Jamal Williams. On the wideouts, he's got Keenan Allen, Amari Cooper, Adam Thielen, with the bench wideouts of Brandon Ayuk, Corey Davis, and Julio Jones. Starting tight end of Zach Ertz and Gronk on the bench. This is crazy how
this is a boring ass good team. This is like, this team is going to finish third, and everyone around him could go, you know, first through whatever.
If he's healthy, if he's healthy in the playoffs too, he wins. Like, this is one there. There's no deviation from this team. It's a really good bench. I like the Hines Ayuk bench. If Julio signs somewhere, maybe it works out. I don't know. But like, this is a, I agree. He finishes third, and if he's healthy, he's one of the scariest teams in the fantasy playoffs.
Yeah, I this is a solid team. It's just very not flashy. Number two, Welsh, CK is.
He did not finish his number one. Derek Carr was his starting quarterback. So this was your official, not, it wasn't like a hardcore, but I will tell you this. I'll bet you if we had CK on, CK probably wanted to take a quarterback fourth or fifth, thinking he could. And then the quarterbacks went so bonkers that he had to move up a little bit. But this was the waiting quarterback team. Nobody waited longer than CK. You know what? I'm lying about that. Lieutenant Don took Tua as the sixth pick in the third round.
And guess Carr, whose name we haven't mentioned,
pick, Lieutenant Don. Yeah, there you go. So you can guess the late quarterback thing is winning, at least from the projection standpoint. So he had Derek Carr and Jameis Winston. This is CK with Sam Darnold and Ridder as the bench quarterbacks. His starter running back for Miles Sanders with Jonathan Taylor and Chase Edmonds as his flex running back. On the bench, he's got Raheem Mostert, Penny, and Zahir White. As the wideouts, A.J. Brown, T. Higgins, Terry McLaurin, and his bench wideouts are Christian Kirk, Marquez Valdes-Scantling, and Shepard. And he took Travis Kelce as his starting tight end.
It is a really good roster, but in Superflex, is this the top two team, Welsh? I mean,
not in my eyes, but I think you and I are a little bit blinded. Like, a lot, like I said, we opened this up. A lot of people like the late quarterbacks. And if you really go statistical deviation between Derek Carr and Joe Burrow, you know, how far off are the points based on CK getting Jonathan Taylor? And then Chad taking Debo in the third round. Like, that's the difference between
Burrow down to who? Player. I'm sorry.
Derek Carr to Burrow. Yeah. What's the point difference between Burrow and Carr?
About 4.5 points. So
per game.
Yeah.
Okay.
3.4 for Burrow last year, 19.06 for Carr last year.
What's the point differential between Jonathan Taylor and Debo Samuel?
Jonathan Taylor and Debo Samuel. Let me look. JT last year, 22 points per game. And then let me look at the wide receiver.
This isn't a perfect science, right here. By the way.
No, no, it's not. It's absolutely not. Who was the wideout I'm looking up? I'm sorry.
Oh, it was Debo.
Debo last season, 21.32, so half a point.
Okay, so here's another example I could throw out to you real quick. It's like you took Tom Brady in the second round. What's the difference between, you know, him getting Travis Kelce and Derek Carr and you getting Javonte and Tom Brady? It's like, one of those things where these guys can kind of play that game when you get the later quarterbacks. My only problem is I think you want them later. If you're going to do that plan, the whole point of it is, hey, I'm getting Derek Carr in the fourth or fifth round, not the third, like how this went for you. But he still got both of these guys who took the latest quarterbacks got the best projections because Don got cooked
10 points more per game, 9 points more per game for Tom Brady over Travis Kelce, if that's the question you were asking.
But you have to then subtract.
Oh, then Albert. Like, oh, yeah, yeah.
Because Derek Carr, like how far, what points per game on Brady and Carr? You said it was 4 on Joe Burrow, who went in the first, and Carr, who
it'd be 7 because Brady was 26 and what's the name was 24. So,
yeah,
Brady had more. Albert O, you know, you can't really take Albert O here because he wasn't really the full time star last year. So, let's just compare him against, let's say, Hunter Henry, 9.66 points, right? For him, and then. What am I doing again? I'm sorry. I'm lost.
Don't even worry about it. It's okay. Like we're getting into a rabbit hole of like comparisons of but I'm right. Just saying it's like the DV, if you go percentage points and stuff, the difference between the
maybe
the,
7 the points, non, but I'm still gaining.
No, but my point is the yeah, but the difference between the percentage difference between quarterback a non QB1 quarterback and a QB1 quarterback versus a non tight end one and the number one overall, the percentages are bigger in favor of the running backs, the wideouts and tight ends of differences. So that's why the justification can happen.
There's so my many biggest, good picks here too. Like
my biggest argument is just that I do think when you want to do it, you hope you're in a room where people want to let some stuff slide a little bit more.
Yeah.
So you're getting Carr later than the third round because all CK got to take advantage of was Taylor and Kelce. Don got McCaffrey and Cook, which you don't complain about. But then, right. You know, you're passing up Kamara and Debo and Stephon Diggs for Tua, which Don did. It still worked out from a projection standpoint, but you hope to take those guys later when you do that strategy because
this
the quarterback
strategy can work.
Differences are not that far.
It can work, but like, Darnold might not be the starter in a couple weeks if they trade for Baker. I mean, I don't know if that's going to happen, but that's year three. And Jameis is coming off ACL surgery. So, you know, we all expect Derek Carr to take a step up because he has Davante Adams. I believe that too. I don't know. You know, it's a mock. So CK tried it and he did a good job here, especially, you know, against projections. I don't think I can stomach it.
Don's number one team, the greatest, Lieutenant Don. He had Tua and Tannehill as the starting quarterbacks in the Superflex. I know.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Wait, let me explain something to you. I am not
in this league.
You're
in this league.
I'm the dude.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
In this league .fans. I don't know if you guys know, we've got some merch there, whether it is the Boggs Jr. shirt. You want a little Boggs Jr.? You want to have the podcast artwork? We got a bunch of stuff. In This League got fans. Come and check it out today. Get some merch from shirts to hoodies to mugs to stickers. We got some stuff and proudly put it out in public. Like I said, Bogman said, like, we'll do a crime, maybe like a little misdemeanor or something like that. Get some public attention, like run on a field, you know, with the shirt on, or if you're on the kiss cam, maybe at one of the games, like make sure you have an In This League shirt on. And, you know, I mean,
you're going to get on cops, put on an ITL shirt.
I don't even want to kiss a stranger or anything like that. But like I said, whatever you're doing, just have some ITL merch on so people know what's going on. So you're having so much fun.
Do it.
That was the mock draft In This League Fantasy Football Podcast. Subscribe to it so you don't miss any of the stuff we've got going on. Coming up in hour three, Boggs, Bubba's in the house. And it ain't just you. It's you, me, and Bubba. It's been quite a while since the three of us have been together. And we did this over on the Fantasy Baseball Podcast. We actually spent over an hour. But you're going to get some of this where Bogman put together a game. We had some blind plays. We have a lot of fun with Bubba. We should have had some golf talk too, but we didn't.
Yeah. I know people are missing Bubba and the golf talk on the show recently. We've had a couple new guests here, but we get Bubba back on and enjoy it for him. He claims some of these games are rigged, but they are not. He's a liar. I love
Bubba. He's a liar?
He's a liar. No. I mean, look, man, I've been pretty hot at this game is all I'm saying. So, just want to throw that out there. I've been pretty good at it. Can I brag a little, Welsh? Is that okay? Yeah, can I brag a little?
Yeah, you can brag. I mean, give away a little bit, I guess, and people know you're going to play well. But you're not going to get the whole thing. Like I said, ITL Fantasy Baseball Podcast, if you want to get the entire show. Like I said, Bubba Bogman and I went like a little over an hour, and you can get the entirety of it. I would have liked to get Bubba's comments on Liv, though, on the Liv. I mean, I'm not even that interested in golf, but I'm super interested, especially in kind of like the political landscape of what's going on with this new league and how it's being approached. And maybe that's something we'll get Bubba on next week. And I'd love to get his political take on it. That's
you can ask him for. That. I'm not. You want to do the hour with Bubba? I'm not asking.
I'll do a segment on it. All right, friends, don't go anywhere. Hour three is coming up. It is Bubba, Bogman, and Welsh talking baseball. We'll do it right after this.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.